This is Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky. Coming up, we'll check back in with Quiet Life. They're a rock band with New London roots. They recently joined us in our Studio 3 to play some music and talk about life on the road. But first, with ongoing tensions between Palestinians and Israelis, life for musicians there can be challenging, very complicated. Israeli political and military control over most of the West Bank means a separation between Palestinian artists and their audiences. In Jerusalem, that sense of isolation can be even more acute. Former WNPR reporter Av Harris recently sat down in East Jerusalem with Palestinian singer and musician Wissam Marad for an in-depth conversation. This is Where We Live.
Let's play some music, like, I think it's better. My name is Wissam Marad. I'm from East Jerusalem. I'm a musician, singer, composer, oud player. I studied jazz piano for at the Reuben Academy in Jerusalem. I have produced two albums.
Wissam Marad strikes quite a figure. In his late 30s, tall, thin, with closely cut hair and deep, dark eyes. His mild manner and easy smile belie a stirring passion for music that stretches back thousands of years. We meet in a dimly lit room in an old stone building, the Askandinia restaurant in East Jerusalem's disputed Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood. Wissam Marad's fingers dance as he plays the oud, a beautiful wooden fretless five-stringed instrument ubiquitous with Arab classical music. Its body resembles half a watermelon with a neck that abruptly bends at a 90-degree angle.
The oud is a very old instrument, so I think it's like 3,000 years ago. It was really obvious in the Arab area. Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. But the oud itself is different from country to another, because the Turkish people, they have different shape of how making the oud, and the tune also is different. Like we tune this G, but they tune it A, like a one note higher. And in Iraq, it's they add the F string, and they like more the treble sound. In Egypt, they use the more the traditional way of playing, and they like the bass sound. Yeah, and the way of playing is different from country to another.
Can you talk a little bit about the Arabic musical scale? Because it's a little different, right, than the Western musical scale.
Not all the scales are different, because we have similar scales like the major and the minor. We use them, but in a different way, different aspect of thinking also. The quarter notes, it's you can hear. You have the in Western music, the like, for example, the E flat and the E natural. And this note, it comes between the two. And this is a very basic scale. It's called Rust.
It's almost like, you know, in the Western musical scale, you have the whole notes, which is a full step, and then you have your half steps. Yeah. And what you're saying is you can sort of double that by putting in these quarter steps, which are in between the half steps.
Yeah, but it's not in all the notes. Because most of, like, these notes you use on E or B, because it's not comfortable when you play it in a different scale. So like this scale, the Rust, I play on C or G or F, because this is the most comfortable way to play the Rust. You cannot transpose it into different places, because it's hard to play and transpose the tone itself.
How long have you been playing the oud?
I started as a singer when I was like 8 years old, and then I started to play the oud since I was like 17 years old. And so it came late, I mean. But I started with at Sabrine, to study at the Sabrine Music Center, and then, you know, it's I followed the way of learning by listening and practicing by myself, because here in Jerusalem we don't have like places that teach Arabic music.
The lyrics of this song off of Wissam Murad's 2006 album translate to, "O land, what's wrong with you, hating all your inhabitants? One day an earthquake, one day you take us by your deluge. One day you show us storms, the other your volcano goes mad. Where is all your kindness? All merciful your rivers were, flooding with all the goodness. All lovely and gorgeous, the beauty of your flowers, enjoying all their songs, your birds would sing for us. Your palms and pomegranates generous, you would never stop offering us your fruits. O land, what's wrong with you?"
Talk to me about some of the songs, because Arabic poetry, as we know, and storytelling is very rich with lots of imagery, very deeply felt emotions, love, loss, sorrow,
yeah.
I mean, many, many emotions. So talk to me about the songs. What did you learn? What songs did you learn, I guess? What songs spoke to you?
In this area, we are related more to the to Egypt, to the Egyptian music, because this is the music that we were born on, and we listened a lot of Kulthum and Abdel Wahab and Abdel Halim and all these famous singers. So I was really influenced by this way of singing and this way of playing, because I like it very much and I was raised on it.
The queen of Egyptian soul music, Kulthum, at the height of her popularity in the 1960s.
Arabic songs, like 80% of the songs talks about love. So it's a very important issue in most of the songs. But you have like composers and singers that they talked about politics and humanity and poverty.
And when the songs that are talking about love, is it usually the loss of love, or is it usually, the love of my life, I love you so much?
All kind. All kind of love. Produced, as I told you, two albums, and I used in the first album lyrics from Bayram al-Tunisi, Egyptian songwriter, very famous. He died 40 years ago, and he used to write for Kulthum. So I like the idea to have this songwriter with new way of singing and different aspect of music. In my second album, I used like songs that talks about the reality of the Palestinian people and the way we live, the suffering, the occupation, everything. And it's not new because most of the Palestinian singers, they have to talk about this because you're living in this situation. So you have to, as an artist, you have to say something about this. So yeah, it varies from love to political to humanity to. And I will play for you a song I composed. It's called, I took this from Lament of Jesus, and it talks about Jerusalem.
So these words are actually biblical?
Yeah.
The lyrics from the Christian book of Matthew. O Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See how your house is left to you desolate? For I say to you, you shall see me no more until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
يا قاتلة الأنبياء وراجمة المرسلين إليها كم مرة أردت أن أجمع أولادك كما تجمع الدجاجة فراخها تحت جناحيها ولم تريد يا قدس يا قاتلة الأنبياء تجمع الدجاجة فراخها تحت جناحيها ولم تري
beautiful and very soulful. Thank you so much for playing that. Can you tell us a little bit about the words, maybe a little translation?
This is like a song about Jerusalem, that it's a place, a very hard place that kills the prophets. You know, it's related to Jesus because he was here. So in a way it's political also, because when you're living in such a city like Jerusalem, that it's isolated also. So I felt that as a musician, I feel the same way. If you're living here, then it's hard for you to be a musician. So I really appreciated the way of writing this lyrics. So I feel it's more related to us as Palestinians also.
This recording of The Lament of Jesus is featured on Wissam Murad's second album. The video is on YouTube. It was recorded in the living room of a Palestinian family in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, who were later evicted from their home by the Israeli municipal government in Jerusalem. The government maintains these evictions are a crackdown on illegal construction, not sanctioned by city-issued building permits. Palestinians counter that they are routinely denied these permits to expand dwellings for growing families. They claim it is government-sponsored gentrification that borders on ethnic cleansing, because Jewish families often move into the homes of evicted Palestinians who lived in Sheikh Jarrah for generations. Wissam Murad says it is impossible to avoid politics as a Palestinian artist, but he doesn't want to dwell on it.
This is a problem that we face as Palestinian musicians also when you go abroad. Because people want you to sing songs about Palestine, or really political songs. And sometimes it's I feel that I'm a singer and I want to sing whatever I like. I want to choose the lyrics that I like. But the problem is the promotion of the Palestinian musician is political. This has to be changed a little bit, because you have to concentrate on the freedom of the art and not to be related too much to what people like.
How do you take music that's based in very old tradition and make it new and fresh?
It depends on you as a musician and the way how you were raised. Because I used to listen to Egyptian music, as I told you, very traditional, Umm Kulthum, Abd al-Wahhab, and at the same way I liked very much jazz music. And you know, inside our house there was a lot of recordings, and since I was a child I used to listen to B.B. King and Pink Floyd and Dire Straits, and the other day I used to sing to Umm Kulthum. So it was a variety of ideas, and at the same way I liked both. I enjoyed blues music and jazz music and rock. So when I grew up, I went to study Western music, and in my mind I had the two. The traditional, that is my music because I'm an Arab and not American or European, and the inspiration of other kinds of music. So I wanted to do both. That's why I mixed like between the traditional and I sing in Arabic, but you listen like that there's different kind of way of thinking how the rhythm is built, or the bass, guitar.
لا أسكر بوراكي.
A blend of modern and traditional music from Palestinian artist Wissam Mourad. When he is not playing the oud and singing in front of live audiences throughout the Middle East and Europe, Wissam Mourad is very active in the Sabreen Association for Artistic Development in Jerusalem. There he mentors young players and singers, and he says he sees a lot of hope in the newer generation of Palestinian musicians who have embraced the old music while making their own unique sound.
That's former WNPR reporter Av Harris with Palestinian musician and singer Wissam Mourad in East Jerusalem. For photos and a video of their meeting and to see other music videos, you can visit our website wnpr.org/where we live. Special thanks for today's segment to Av's two producers on site, Lily and Nora Harris. Coming up, live music in our Studio 3 from Quiet Life. This is Where We Live.
دمعي وهمي معاك روح من أساك يا حلو.
This is Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky, and this is Quiet Life.
Till the day is through. Till the day is through.
That's Quiet Life playing live in our Studio 3 here on Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky, and Quiet Life is Sean Spellman, Ryan Spellman, and Thor Robert Jensen. They join us in studio. And first of all, Sean Spellman, good to see you once again here on Where We Live. I'm glad you brought the guys this time.
Pleasure to be back, especially with these dudes.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sean was on the program maybe about, I don't know, about a year or so ago, and you brought some of your songs in, but just you and the acoustic guitar. And so this is a much different sound. As a matter of fact, I think you played this song for us that we just heard on acoustic guitar. What's different about it now?
It's got a little rock and roll behind it now.
A little rock and roll. Actually, a little bit of like a rockabilly guitar solo in there, too.
Some looks now.
It's got a much different sound. Talk about taking a song and layering it on and turning it into something that's a little different, because it's an acoustic guitar song. It's kind of one kind of song, certainly up-tempo, but all of a sudden it's guitar and drums, and it's a different sort of thing.
You got to hear it with the tuba.
Where does the song come from? Tell us about the song.
It's about a dream that I had when I was in a relationship with an ex-lady friend.
Yeah.
Trying to be a better man, better person, live life to the fullest.
Yeah. Do you feel as though you've acted out the dream now? Do you feel like you're doing these things that you said you're doing in the dream?
Doing my best.
You're doing your best. So how things changed for you? I think the last time we talked to you, you were just in the middle of another tour, and you'd finished up another record, and now you've got this record that came out last year. How's your life changed as, you know, you've seen your musical career progress in this last year or so?
We've been busy. We've been on the road a lot. So, yeah, not home very much, but we've been to a lot of new towns, seen a lot of new places, which has been real good.
And does a tour change for you as you guys get better known, as you are playing in front of more people? I mean, does life on the road take a different sort of turn than it did before, or is it sort of the same thing, just different places?
Yeah, I mean, we get different types of fruit thrown at us now when we're on stage.
So. Now, come on.
No, it's cool. We've noticed that it's different every town. You know, some shows are great, some shows are not, just like life, you know, and I think that it's just rewarding for us to show up somewhere we've never been and have people who have driven a long ways to come see us. So that's why we do it, you know.
So when you were here playing by yourself, we really focused a lot on the songs, but maybe we can talk a little bit more about the band. Who's in the band? Before I meet these guys, who are Ryan and Thor?
I've known Ryan for a little while now. He's my brother. And Thor Robert Jensen, we've known each other for years playing back, you know, at the Oasis in New London and all those old spots.
Yeah. Thor, maybe you can talk to me just a little bit about that. I mean, when Sean was here last time, we talked a lot about the New London connection and what it means to come from a very specific place, especially a great rock and roll town like New London that has such a vibrant local music scene and has turned out so many great musicians. Can you just sort of talk about what it's been like to come out of New London and then be in this band that sort of goes beyond that?
I mean, it's we're coming from a place of being friends first in a place with lots of great bands. So it's kind of cool that when you travel and you go to these cities and you see different places, I mean, pretty much there's the circuit of places you go to, and they're all sort of like New London's in ways. It's a bunch of bands playing together and having fun and having a good time. So it's interesting to go in there as an outsider and see it. And it's a different place, and you've never been there before, but it's still kind of familiar because it's, you know, it's a rock and roll club, and you're used to doing that. We're used to the Oasis, and it,
most, you know, rock clubs are the same. You know, none of them have locks on the bathroom doors. You know, they're all they all give us PBR. It's just like home away from home. You know?
Yeah.
Does it feel though as though you learn something more about the town that you're from when you go out on the road and you see all these other people trying to do the same thing as you, creating these rock scenes from Des Moines to Portland to everywhere else? You know, that it kind of tells you a little bit something more about your hometown too.
I personally, I don't know, it's something that you end up getting resentful about where you're from when you're there starting out trying to do this whole thing, and then you go away. And personally, I enjoy it so much more now because it's just fun now. We're not trying to compete with another show down the street anymore, and like, it's, when we do play shows there, it's fun. You know, it's genuinely great to see everybody.
We're talking with the band Quiet Life, and they're playing some music for us in our Studio 3. Sean Spellman was good enough to bring some of the friends of his from his band back. Sean was on the program about a year or so ago playing some of his songs, and we're going to be hearing some more songs from their latest album, Housebroken Man, and This Is Where We Live. One of the things I think, Sean, that's interesting about this record is, you know, sometimes people plop down in a certain place and record, and the music takes on the feeling of the place. You know, someone will go to New Orleans, and all of a sudden you got a New Orleans sound to the record, or they'll, you know, go to a town they've never been to before. But you recorded, actually, the songs on this record all over the place, in Nashville, in Bridgeport. Tell me about how that process came together and how you maybe utilized that in putting the record together.
Well, we had just put a record out, and so we were on the road a bunch, and we didn't really set aside any particular times to make the next record. But, excuse me, we were writing a lot and just recording, you know, on our own time. And we were all kind of split up, so I was demoing tracks and working on the East Coast and on the West Coast. And at a certain time, we just decided, hey, let's put all these tunes together and release an EP, and which is good because, you know, we didn't want to sit on those songs forever. So, yeah, some of them were recorded in Portland. Some of them were recorded in my living room, and some of them were at Tarkin in Bridgeport, which is one of my favorite studios in the country.
Does it change the music a lot depending on where you're recording it? I mean, would this record have turned out totally different if it was all a Nashville record, all a Portland record?
Yeah, I mean, I think for different reasons, you know, different atmospheres or time restraints always affect the recordings. But yeah, this one was cool. We had fun with it, and a lot of it was we utilized modern technology a lot in terms of being able to record, still use our analog gear on a, you know, on a tape machine, but then be able to put those tracks into the computer and then email them elsewhere. So, and that, you know, that's part of what I did. I did some of the stuff on my tape machine and then brought it into Tarkin and cleaned it all up. And we had vocal parts that were done in, you know, Canada that were sent to us. So it's really cool to be able to do that and have that ability.
Before we hear another song, we were talking about you guys being out on the road on a big tour. I think last time I talked to you, you were rolling around in like a biodiesel van or something, like burning vegetable oil.
Straight veggie oil, yeah.
And having to literally find out where the next supply of vegetable oil is going to come from. Are you still doing this?
We're pretty tapped into that black market for grease.
So you know where all the grease is all over the country at this point, right?
We got our spots. We got our logbook for sure.
Wow, so you're still doing this. Is there a certain point at which you say, you know, I'm going to have to retire the vegetable oil van. We're going to get too big. It's not going to work anymore?
No, I think the van's just going to get bigger. We're just going to get a veggie bus next time.
Get the veggie bus. Get even bigger. Okay, so you got another song for us here. Tell us about the song before we hear it.
It's a new tune. We recorded it in Philly, and it's going to be on our new record, which is called Foggy, which will be out this winter.
This is Quiet Life with Sean and Ryan Spellman, Thor Robert Jensen on guitar, and This Is Where We Live.
So you got your wheels back now and a reason to fly. You can get lost in the light, waving in the summer breeze. So you got your wheels back now and reason to fly. You can get lost in the light. You can get lost. lost in the light. Yeah, she's back, Jack, now for real, she's right by your side. There ain't no use in denying someone that's so right and free. It's been a year or more, and I've been gone. You've been heavy on my mind, I've been up until dawn. Oh, so helplessly. So you got your wheels back now, no reason to fly. Get lost in the light. Get lost in the light. So you got your wheels back now, no reason to fly. Lost in the light. Lost.
The song is called Lost in the Light, and the band is Quiet Life, and they're performing live in our Studio 3 here on Where We Live. They will be performing tonight with Caroline Rose at Cafe 9 in New Haven. Doors open at 9 o'clock. For more information, go to our website, wnpr.org/where we live. We'll be back with more from Quiet Life, Where We Live, right after this. This is Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky. Today we're visiting with the band Quiet Life. Sean Spellman, the vocalist and guitar songwriter for the group, who joined us last year at this time, thereabouts, to talk about some of their music and play some of it solo on his guitar, now has brought his band with him, his brother Ryan Spellman, who plays drums and sings, and Thor Robert Jensen, who's playing lead guitar and also singing as well. They're all in our Studio 3. They're playing some music in advance of a performance at Cafe 9 in New Haven, the best little rock clubs in all of America, at 9 o'clock tonight. More information on our website at wnpr.org/where we live. Last time you were here, Sean, we talked a lot about, you know, your roots in New London, about the importance of place in your songwriting. You've done a lot of traveling, and not just on the road traveling, but it seems like you've lived a lot of places. You've spent, you know, a lot of time in California, a lot of time in Portland, Oregon, a lot of time around the world. Does place still really matter to you a lot as an artist, as a songwriter?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the people, the food, the landscape, the weather, it's all part of how I feel, man.
Yeah. Well, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is you've been working on a book project, and it's an art book project, and it really is about a very specific place. It's about the American West. Tell me about this.
I'd been traveling a lot out west. I'd been living in the van, just kind of floating around in between tours. And the western part of the United States is just, it's crazy. If you know, growing up on the east, in the Northeast, you can't really understand it until you get out there and you feel the vastness of it all, you know. And so I think that's really just had a big effect on me, the space of the West. And it had just been influencing my songs and my writing and everything for years. And there was just a point in time where I had a bunch of these paintings and drawings, and I decided to put them together in this book. Yeah, so I'm real excited about it.
And the book is called A Short Strange Trip. It's something that you put together off a Kickstarter too. I mean, you Kickstarted this whole project, and so is it a live thing now? Did you get the money you needed?
It's a live thing. I want to thank everybody who contributed, because it was just really overwhelming, and it's great. You know, it's I never realized what it took to self-publish a book, and it's a lot of work, and there's a lot of things involved. So thank you to everybody.
One thing I wanted to ask you about is some of the collaborations that you put together on your last record, including My Morning Jacket's Jim James working with you on a Townes Van Zandt cover tune called Waiting Around to Die. How'd that come about?
Jim has also been definitely an influence on us, and My Morning Jacket was recording a record in the studio next door. We were in Portland for a day just to do two tracks. We did Housebroken Man and Waiting Around to Die. And, you know, it's funny. No shame. Social media has done a lot to get our music out there, so there's no hiding it. But we, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff has been a way for us to spread our tunes around, which we're very grateful for, you know. And we had heard rumors that Jacket was in the studio, and so Ryan put something on Twitter and just said, "Hey, Jim, come on over." And we'd met him a couple times in passing, didn't know him very well, and just, "Hey, come on over, we're making a record, play a solo." And 5 minutes later, he's at the front door. And he's just the coolest guy, and, you know, very humble, and just came in and plugged a bass guitar into a bunch of crazy pedals and dictated the vibe of that song. We had been doing our own version of it, which was very far from the original Van Zandt cover and instrumentation. And I personally was a little bit apprehensive about it. I wanted to represent the song truly, and we were turning it into something that was a lot more modern. And then when Jim came in and played that distorted bass, it just solidified what we were doing to it. And so it was good. It was some reinforcement, and yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, it's interesting though too to have collaborators like that, because he's someone too that strikes me, much like you, who has a very wide musical range and palette, right? Someone who's not just doesn't want to be, you know, pigeonholed as one thing or another, and bringing in people who feel similarly probably helps to lift up the music.
Yeah, for sure. And that was one of the things, I don't know if you noticed in the track, we sampled an interview clip of Townes Van Zandt talking about, he's saying, "My music, you're never going to hear a wah-wah," or, you know, and we'd, like, put it right at this moment where there's all this
there's all this wah-wah, yeah.
And we're like, I think Towns would, you know, appreciate that. You know?
Yeah. To talk about people that personify the West a little bit, there's Townes Van Zandt,
for
you
sure,
know,
yeah.
Great American songwriter. Well, let's hear some more music of yours. This is a track called Old Flame. Tell me about the song first, and let's hear it.
I guess it's just another song about living the ideal life.
When I sleep and I was dreaming about seaside. And when I'm awake, just living a normal life. I'm willing to bet I can't get you out of my head. But I'm willing to try. Instead of living a lonely life, yeah, I'm willing to try. Instead of living a lonely life, yeah, I'm gonna go home. Yeah, I'm gonna lay low. Yeah, I'm gonna find my way on.
That's Quiet Life playing live in our Studio 3 here on Where We Live. We're thrilled to have the band in our studio once again playing some of their music. They're going to be performing at Cafe 9 tonight in New Haven. Doors open at 9 o'clock. More information on our website, wnpr.org/where we live. So you've been really busy on the road touring. What happens next? Are you going to take some time off?
We got a couple shows in New England and then a couple weeks off, which will be good. And then we head down south, and it's a bunch of sporadic touring, but yeah.
And when you take a little bit of time off, do you get a chance to work on some of your own projects? Thor, you have a whole side project of your own, your jazz project. I'd love to hear more about this, because this is something that you probably can have a little bit more time for if you step back away from Quiet Life for a moment.
Yeah, it's a gypsy jazz project. Which I've been studying for about 10 years, and the whole Django Reinhardt inspired tunes. And in fact, just before I came here, I was jamming with a guy right down the road, bass player who lives here in Hartford, and it's going to be good. It's going to allow a lot of time for study, which is what I'm looking forward to, and some jamming with some new people, and it's again good study time.
And so, how does all of that study of a very specific musical style, of course, Django Reinhardt, you know, one of the great jazz guitarists of all time, but again, this gypsy jazz style is its own idiom in a way. Does that end up creeping into the work that you do with this band or others?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For me, the big draw about gypsy jazz is the instrumentation. I love the fact that it's 100% acoustic, and you don't rely on anything else but fingers and the guitar itself. And so I'm just a big fan of that. So it's, you know, that's like the only acoustic guitar I own is a gypsy jazz guitar, and so I play all this stuff on that. And but it all ends up blending together because it's not to sound too spacey, but I don't like studying genres so much. I just like studying music. You know, it's like I don't learn jazz, I learn the guitar. You know, I joked with someone recently about everything's in the key of guitar. You know, we're doing a song, I don't really care what key it's in. You know, it's guitar.
It's all guitar for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we hear last tune, talk a little bit about the next record that's coming out. It's already something that you've recorded?
That's right. Yeah, we did it at Dr. Dog's studio down in Philly last summer, and Scott McMicken produced it from Dr. Dog and whipped us into shape and took it to the next level. So yeah, we're real excited about the record.
And when does it come out?
It's going to come out this winter. We don't have a release date set yet, but yeah, sometime.
Well, I really want to thank you guys for coming and playing, and it's good to see you once again, Sean, to hear some new songs and to hear some old songs and to just hear that you guys are doing so well. Sean Spellman, Ryan Spellman, and Thor Robert Jensen, Quiet Life, are here in our Studio 3. They're going to be playing at Cafe 9 in New Haven tonight at 9 o'clock. More information on our website, wnpr.org/where we live. Why don't you play us out with one last tune? What are we going to hear?
This one's called Leaving on My Own Now.
Every day we're winding up in, every day we're running round, every day we're waking up in, heading out or speeding round. Every day it is in the news, and it's happening now.
Our show is produced by Lydia Brown, Tucker Ives, Betsy Kaplan, and Josh Noy. Our technical producer is Kyone Wolf. WNPR's digital editor is Heather Brandon. The executive producer of Where We Live is Katie Tolarski. And thanks to all our interns who did such a great job over the summer. Hallie St. Germain, Alex Dubin, Allison Ehrenreich, Deborah Timms, Katie McAuliffe, Nicole Wetzman, Charlie Smart. You can continue the conversation on our website, wnpr.org/where we live. I'm John Dankosky. This is Where We Live, and have a great weekend.